I credit to others what I see in others that is remarkable. It is a reflection of me. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with the Instant Inspiration. I credit to others what I see in others that is remarkable. It is a reflection of me. Now, so often we think that we're the only ones that think a certain way. Yeah, we're the only ones who have certain ideas. Mm-hmm. And we're the only ones who come up with brilliance. Well, we really do that. We really do that more than we recognize. And so, if we ever see anybody outside of ourselves who is coming up with something remarkable, we are stunned. We think, my goodness, how could they come up with it? And yet they do. But why do they come up with it? Because we have come up with it. Because it's in our consciousness and they are our reflection. Now, this part is hard to chew. If you look out and you see other people doing dumb things, that's you too. That's you too. So, what you want to do when you look out and you see people doing dumb things is stop. This is my show. I do not allow dumb things to go on in my show. I only allow good things to go on in my show. They are now acting like me. Good, you know, and they're now acting harmonious with each other. In your consciousness, you say this. You don't say it to them. You say it in your consciousness. You understand me? You're saying to yourself that they are at peace. Now, you look at the Iraqis. Iraqi? And you see all of the nonsense going on there. And have any of you ever said, I do not accept that in my world? They are a peaceful, loving nation. They are a gentle people who are in harmony with one another. What is the history of the Iraqi nation? What is the history of the Arabic countries down there? Conflict, conflict, conflict. And so therefore, conflict is natural for them. But why is there conflict there? Because they express all the conflict that we have in our consciousness that we have not resolved. It's a shame. It's really a shame. They express all the confidence that we have in our consciousness that we have not resolved. We are so confident in the fact that we have the right to be unhappy with others. We have the right to be sorry for ourselves. We have the right to pick on other people. We have the right to be mean and hateful. We have the right to be loving. We have the right to be joyous and happy. We can be happy and joyous and loving and thoughtful anytime we want. And we have the right not to be that way anytime we want. Well, now, what happens? What happens when that goes on? That's in us. And we are letting it out. Now, if humanity were honest, it would be uninhibited. Woo! If humanity were honest, it'd be uninhibited. And people would not judge another person. They would merely go out and do things that make them happy. If they felt like going swimming, they'd go swimming. If they're in the middle of doing something big and important, and they think, this isn't important, they can take care of it, I'm going swimming. And so you go swimming. And the rest of the people say, hey, where are you going? You're supposed to be helping here. Hey, I'm uninhibited. I do the things that please me. Well, now, at first, that would cause a lot of fervor in people around the world. It would cause a lot of discomfort in your relationships with yourself and your friends. It would cause a lot of unhappiness until everybody is uninhibited. Hoo-hoo-hoo! Now, if everybody was uninhibited, would you ever hurt yourself purposefully? No. Then you would never hurt another purposefully. Would you ever take from another? Would you ever have anyone take from you? Would you want someone to steal from you? Then you would never steal from another. You see, to be uninhibited means to be natural. And to be natural means to do that which is harmonious with you as a human being, with you as a divine being. Now, as a human being, do you want to just eat all you can? Well, we have trained ourselves to do that because there's only so much that's there. And when an animal is full, he doesn't eat anymore. He stops eating. He stops eating and just goes about his business. Tigers, lions, and hyenas, not hyenas so much, they just gorge themselves. But there are certain animals that will just eat, and then when they're done, they go away. And they leave it to the other creatures that come in and pick the bones. But they eat just what satisfies them. And why is it that Daniel was put in the lion's den? And why is it that the lions were not fed for a couple of days ahead of time so that they'd be sure to gobble up Daniel? Well, you see, the thing is, Daniel was his natural self. And Daniel says, I know you guys are hungry, but I love you. You know, you're fine guys. And the lion said to Daniel, you know, Dan, you're the first person who was unafraid of us. You're the first person who respects us as we are and realizes that we're just big loving pussycats and that we're really fine beings. And Daniel says, well, mucky see, mucky do. That's what I am. I am a fine being and you are a fine being, so I can only see fine beings in my whole world. Can you do that? See, that's being uninhibited. That's being uninhibited. To be inhibited means the fight and flight, the adrenaline run. You want to get away from problems and get away from this. And the louder you shout, the more adrenaline you bring up in your system. And the more your system turns off everything else in your body. And the more angry you are and the more sickly you become. You see, a lot of people in this world, their sickness isn't coming from being themselves. Their sickness is coming from trying to live up to what other people expect of them. Their inhibitions that are given to them by society. Now, this is what good little boys do. This is what good little girls do. This is what good people do. Good people do. Good people. I'm sick of good people. If the mother were to say to the child, you are so fantastic. I just love being with you. It's fun to go with you. You're so imaginative. You do such silly things. It reminds me when I was a child when I did such silly things. And now I'm an adult and I think those silly things are silly, so I don't do them. But when I'm with you, I can do it. We can get down on our knees. We can crawl across the field and get underneath the grass and look up and say, we're a tiger, we're a lion. And I don't feel silly doing it. But if there were a bunch of adults standing by me, I'd feel silly doing it. Because I think that they think I'm silly. I don't think I'm silly, but I think they think I'm silly, so I think I'm silly. And if I just crawl through the grass, you know, whenever a father gets down on his fours and plays with his kids when he comes home from work, is he thought to be silly by his wife or by the children? No, no, no. They just say, Dad's home, we're trying to play. And when the neighbor comes in, he says, what are you doing on the floor? I'm playing with the kids. Playing with the kids? My God, I'd never do that. Well, I'm sure if you're around me very long, you will, because you're my reflection. And you'd play with your kids, and you would enjoy them. You'd get down there and cuddle up with them. It's like Gregor when he comes here, and the first thing he does is he gets down on the floor, and the pets just come running to him, just licking him up, eating him up, thinking he's the greatest guy because he cares about them. Now, how many times when you come in the house do you get down on all fours and play with the pups, you know? Or the cats, or anything else. You don't. You stand up there and say, hello there, cats. It's nice. Let me pet you, you know. And you're below me. You know, you're an animal, and I'm a human being, you know. Well, you're not a human being. You're an animal. You're a divine being, but let's not say human. A human being thinks they're superior oftentimes to other things, but a divine being never does. And an animal never thinks it's superior to anybody else, but a divine being is always knowing who it is. It is the allness, and it is the goodness, it is the joy, it is the harmony, it is the peace, it is the peerage. It is one as the other being. One as the other being. You are peers. You are equals. You are likened to each other. You see, I should probably have entitled this, Being Uninhibited, because that's what it's all about. It's all about being uninhibited and living our life in a beautiful way. I credit to others what I see in others that is remarkable. It is a reflection of me. Now, do you credit to yourself, a reflection of yourself, the unhappiness in the world? Well, if you don't see any, great. If you see some, change your consciousness. Change your attitude. start recognizing that everything is harmonious and peaceful and loving and joyful and kind and just fantastic. It's up to us to do that. Now, are you ready for that? Are you ready for such an experience as that? I am. I love being in that experience. I love looking around the world and I can't imagine another person on the face of the earth, another being, another animal, another anything that does not like me. Because I like them. And I'm one with them. Oh, I can be startled by a rattlesnake on the path. Oh, hello. How are you? My goodness. I almost stepped on you. Didn't mean to do that. Or I can not create them on the path at all. I don't think I have seen a rattlesnake here for years on the path. There have been one or two somewhere else, but not on the path. Always the path is free and clear. Mm-hmm. Everything is wonderful. Now, what do we want? I mean, we're not against the rattlesnakes, but we just like to know who we're surrounded by and who we're associating with and who's in our life and who's beautiful. Everybody's beautiful. Everybody's wonderful. Everybody is uninhibited. You know, the little children, they always want to go out and play and they want to tear the clothes off and go play. Now, why do they want to take the clothes off and play? Well, the clothes are inhibiting them. Now, is it they want their flesh to get close to the dirt and get all dirty and they want to do this? No, no. It's just that clothes are an inhibition. Clothes keep you away from the dirt, keep you away from the sunshine, keep you away from everything that's beautiful. And from childhood on, mankind would just love to live in that state of no clothes. But it isn't the way he creates himself. He creates himself doing that because even the savages, if you will, even the aborigines living in the jungles, it's not the clothes that they wear, but they want decorations. They want rings in their ears and rings in their noses and rings everywhere around them. You know, it's just like the young people are starting to do today. And they want to wear, the girls will rings up their neck, you know. And this is all a sign of abundance, a sign of richness, a sign of, because they can't do anything with all those rings there. And then the Chinese, they would tighten up the ladies' feet, make them so small and tiny and hurtful that they couldn't walk very far with those feet. They could walk to the table and they could walk to bed and they could walk out in the garden and work in their own little garden. But to go further than that would be very uncomfortable. So that was just one of the ways that the men had of keeping their women at home. Now, stupid, absolutely stupid, that's being an anathema to the human body. But the human body is a beautiful thing. It's a glorious thing. It is something to be respected and loved. And it is something to be fed properly. And we've learned, and that's why I'm on this starvation diet, we have learned that the less you eat, you know, within reason, you live the longer and you live the healthier. And the less you eat, the less your body will have to work on fighting the fat and using up the old fat that's in the body instead of the fresh food that's coming in, you know. We just haven't learned to be uninhibited and do what comes naturally. They have that song, you know, folks are dumb where I come from. They ain't had no learning. They just go from A to Z, doing what comes naturally. And they sign their checks with X's, but they got checks. And they sign them with X's. And the bank accepts them, because they know that that's their X. And you see, it's natural. Everything otherwise is more or less unnatural. So I credit to others what I see in others that is remarkable, because it is a reflection of me. Now let's work every single day to find something more and more and more and more to credit things with. Now, each of you was given a responsibility a few days ago, and you were asked to write a series of statements of blessings that you had seen happen in your life or that you had participated in the last week. And you were supposed to write at least 50. Some of you did it, some of you didn't. Now, I forgot. I mean, what are you doing in some other land there? No, what we want to do is to do that. Now, I suggest to you that you don't quit. That every day you try to write down in your contemplation time, you try to write down 50 ideas that have come through your consciousness every day. Now, do you think you're going to be looking? Do you think that you're going to start taking care of yourself? Do you think you're going to start being uninhibited? You're going to be realizing that, hey, these things really do happen. It's just that I didn't believe them. So let's get going on that and see what sort of miracles we can come up with. Now, you will complain, I cannot write 50. But like one of our students wrote in, he said, I would have written more about the life and teachings of the Master of the Far East as a book review, but I thought you people were so busy there, you didn't have time to read more than one or so pages, you know. And, but now I know what you mean. I'm supposed to follow instructions, and I'm supposed to follow the details of the syllabus, so I will do it. Now, that's the same for you. Follow the details and do it. And if it takes time from sleeping or from going to the bathroom or something else like that, that's perfectly okay. Or even if it takes time from your uni work, that's okay. Because if I can get you to write 50 things every day, you will be a far better person working for the uni than you ever were. You'll be a far better person making the meals than you ever were. You'll be a far better person in liking yourself than you ever were. And life is beautiful. So, I credit to others what I see in others that is remarkable. It's a reflection of me. Oh, look at what Ellen did. She picked up that piece of meat from the floor. You know, that's me doing that. That's me. That's from my reflection. I picked up that meat. You didn't do that. I did that. But you see, I credit her with doing it because it is a reflection of you. Now, that's a simple little thing. And I'm sure that you have seen 100,000 simple little things every day. And I ask you to only write down 50. So, go for it. I love you. And I know that each one of you is going to be blessed by this little operation in a way that you never dreamed possible. I love you. I love you. I love you.